Father, we thank you for what you've started here today. Lord, we sense your presence so powerfully amongst us. We sense your gentleness here. And Lord, we know that you've started something wonderful here amongst us. And you're going to bring it to completion. And we want to work together with you this morning. And we open our hearts and respond to you. Lord, we belong to you. You bought us with a price, the high price of yourself. That, Lord, that you can continue to do your work here on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we commit our time to you now and just really ask that you would usher in everything that you have planned for this morning to take place. We've come to receive as we have come to give glory to you and to honor you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just sense the gentleness of the Spirit of God amongst us this morning. Really just sense his presence here to minister to us, and we're going to trust God to do that. Where's Tim and Kerry? Are they here? Are they? Tim and Kerry, if you just want to. And Kerry? Just really want to welcome you, Tim and Kerry, and your family, your wonderful family. I know you're visiting family here for a period of time. But I want to just say you're part of us. You went to America and you established. I want to cry. I just want to say to you, God has called you. And I think you know that. And God's reaffirming that in your heart. And I just sense the season that you've come back here, God's come to refresh you and refill you with this new season ahead of you. And that calling upon you is not dormant, it's alive. And I'm telling you, it's coming to fruition. And I'm going to be bold enough to say is that one day you're going to lead a church. Your vocation that you're in at the moment is just a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone to what God has got for you. And he gives you the exact places and the exact times where you need to be. So we're with you. We will work with you. And let's fulfill what God's got for you as we go forward. Amen. Let's just lay hands on them quickly and let's just pray over them. Just Trevor and Lynette, just lay hands upon them there, please. And this is an impactful time. God wants to do something in their lives. And Father, we just thank you what you started, you bring it to completion. I know there's a journey, but Lord, your plan is always fulfilled. And Lord, we release everything that you've destined for this wonderful family, Lord, and your purposes. Lord, may your anointing rest upon them. May you give them wisdom. May they just hear what you are saying, Holy Spirit, and go forward with such faith and to do what you've called them to do. So open up the way. Open up the doors. May no man shut those, but only what you've declared over them. May that be fulfilled now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Tim and Kerry, I just need to say to you again, I don't know if you heard it, we're with you. I just sense that we are with you. This is our heart is this body, we are with you, the family. There's just something that God's birthed, you came into this, and yes, there's been a journey, but I want to just say, I just sense we're with you. Amen. God bless you all. Today is a very special day. I just really just sense, we don't want to preach long. We want to, Franco and I are going to just be sharing what I'm just sensing the Spirit of God is actually doing. I just really sense this morning, today is like the upper room or the room in Acts chapter 2 when the Spirit of God was poured out. And there's something of the freshness of the Spirit of God. And I know time's always a constraint, but I don't want that to hold us back, what the Spirit of God wants us to do today. And I really had in my heart that the Lord was just saying to me, we need to be preaching on the partnership with God, the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when you look at the book of Acts, the disciples walked with Jesus and they saw him work and do the outworking of the kingdom of God. But then when Jesus said, wait until you receive power from the Holy Spirit, and then we see in Acts chapter 2, the power of the Holy Spirit came and they started to do these incredible exploits as they worked with God, the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to that today is that there's something of a freshness of what God's called this church to go out. It's come through the prophetic word that the wind of the Holy Spirit is actually blowing, and you are vital to that role, every single one of you. And God wants to work with you and in you and to release that. So We just trust in, as God's been speaking to us as an eldership team, to open this up to you today. I'm asking you not to be open to what the Spirit of God is saying. Some of these things that we're going to be saying today might be outside of your comfort zone, and you might not necessarily agree with us, but I want you to please be hearing what the Spirit of God is saying to us, because I really believe as we come to work in Christ and to see the flow of the Spirit, God wants to work through every single one of us. So we're going to be partnering with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask Franco to come and preach for 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm going to complete that. Then we're going to trust God to impart an outworking of what the Spirit of God is actually saying to us. So Franco, will you come and share with us, please, and then I will continue after that.
Hello? Yeah, there we go. If anybody has any misunderstanding about what we're going to be talking about today, please don't be afraid to come and speak to us about this. Do you know, I had a great misunderstanding about tongues and speaking in tongues and the move of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit until I really looked into it properly and studied it, and then it became clear to me, you know. Jesus didn't say something weird when he said, we must wait on the Holy Spirit, because the disciples could do nothing until they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They didn't go out. They couldn't minister. The anointing was upon them. And I'm sure each and every one of you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and anointed with the power of God to be able to be effective for God. Amen. So I just want to share something with you here today. So there's no other greater gift than the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. Because tongues takes you into a deeper and a different dimension with God. When you start praying in tongues, a whole new dimension opens up to you in the Spirit. Now, a lot of people don't understand that because they've never done it. But I want to encourage you today that the Holy Spirit is present here today, and the Holy Spirit wants you to receive what he has for you. Jesus didn't emphasize this just for nothing. He emphasized it for a reason. You know, the Bible says to us in John 14, it says, verse 16, Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Now, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. He says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you. Who dwelled with them at that time? Who was dwelling with them? Jesus. He says, he dwells with you, and he will be in you. He dwells with you, and he will be in you. Now that word, when Jesus says, I will pray the Father to give you another comforter, that word comforter is parakletos in the Greek, which means Christ's unlimited self. Right? Christ's other self. Christ's unlimited person that he is. When he was here on earth, he sat with the disciples, and he ministered to 12 men, or he ministered to 5,000 people, but he was in person, and everybody had to see him and hear him. But Jesus says, I'm praying the Father that he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Now, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive Jesus Christ, who has promised us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Right? So he says there, but you know him, he dwells with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, he says. Jesus says, I will come to you. In the form of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ comes to us. If you want Jesus Christ manifest in your life every day, that he teaches you, that he guides you, that he leads you, that he helps you in everything that you do, you have to have Jesus by his Holy Spirit living within you. He says, a little while and the world doesn't see me anymore. But you see me because I live, you shall live also. And in that day, you shall know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Amen. So he says, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter. Who am I going to send? I am going to come in my unlimited presence, unlimited way to be able to come to each and every one of you and minister to you individually whenever you have a need or you're reaching out to me. Jesus says, I am there for you. We don't have to run to church and get ourselves a little secluded in a little place and feel that this is where I'm going to meet with Jesus. Jesus has come and live in your heart. And this is the reason why we've got to be able to open up and do what Jesus promised us. Now, speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, unbelief has no place in you. Because unbelief has no understanding of what you are saying. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit. When you speak in tongues, no man understands you. Because when you speak in tongues, you speak mysteries unto God. Now, tongues is something funny, and people think it's weird, and they don't want to do it. But Jesus said, in my name, you will speak in tongues, in Mark 16. In my name, you will speak in tongues. In actual fact, he commands us that we should speak in tongues. Every one of us should speak in tongues. None of us should be secluded, and none of us would feel that it's only some person that is gifted from God to have that. You are a son of God. You are already gifted from God, and God has already called you to be his child. So there's a lot of things that the devil cannot understand. When you speak in tongues, no one can understand. In actual fact, you are speaking mysteries to God. Craig might sit next to me and I'm praying in tongues. And he looks at me and he thinks, hey, let's ask, you know, look at him. He's expressing. He's got all this expression. What is he praying? He doesn't know what I'm praying. He might be my close brother, but he doesn't know what I'm praying. Amen. The devil's sitting there on the other side and he's thinking, yeah, what's he praying? And the thing is, in actual fact, the devil can't stand in the presence of God, so he has to run and he has to flee. So God has given us, and I just want to read out a few things to you here. So the devil doesn't understand what you're saying when you're praying in tongues. No one understands. When I speak in tongues, fear departs. When I speak in tongues, there's no doubt. Doubt leaves. There's something that happens within inside of me that all these things that seem to be against me in my normal and natural life, they dissipate. When you speak in tongues, you will see visions. I read that scripture to you. You'll see visions. You'll have dreams. You'll see pictures and images. You'll see possibilities in the face of impossibilities. I've seen God move miraculously in my life when I've gone to bed and I'm praying in tongues, when I've had massive mountains in front of me and I just didn't know how to handle them in the natural. I'd wake up with the answer. I've prayed in tongues and I've asked God to show me when I was robbed, to show me who robbed me because I didn't know who robbed me. God gave me a face in front of me. I had a vision. While my eyes were wide open, I had a vision of the person that robbed me. God has shown me amazing things in the spirit by just praying in tongues. I'm driving my car. God says, don't go that way, go this way. And then God does that for a reason. And every single time I've seen God move. I've driven in my car and God wants me to go and counsel somebody. And God gives me a whole movie that rolls out in front of my very eyes while I'm driving. I see an episode happening. I go to my wife, I say, this is what's going to happen tonight when we go to those people's house. When you speak in tongues, there's a dimension that you enter into that is far beyond the dimension that you could live in the natural. It is godly. It is Jesus speaking to you because he loves you and he's concerned about you, but not only about you. He's concerned about everyone else around about you. And he's concerned about lives out there that are dying that you can go and get and help them. I'm praying in the spirit and God says to me, go to this guy's house. I said, God, I don't even know him. I go to the guy's house, I stop in front of his gate, I see he's standing outside with his child in his arms. And I waved at him, I said, hi, and he comes to the gate. And I said to him, how are you? He says, terrible, terrible. I'm at the point, if you didn't come here now, I would have shot myself and my child. Hey, I didn't know him, but I was able to lead him and his wife and his child and children to the Lord in a wonderful way. Hear the voice of God. Don't discard tongues as something that is not important. God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for people that are willing and desirous to serve him and love him. None of us is perfect. So God's not going to use perfect people. He's going to use imperfect people to do his perfect work. So when fear comes, when you speak in tongues, situations and things like that, they just seem to vanish away. Things that seem impossible, when there's difficulties, don't sit and cry. Go pray in tongues. When difficulties come, go and pray in tongues. When you see mountains in front of you, something unsurmountable, things that come in front of you, just close your eyes and speak in tongues. Carry on speaking in tongues until those mountains and hills just break forth before you. It's a miracle how God works through you when you speak in tongues. It's an absolute miracle. When you speak in tongues and God wants to give a message, and people know you, and you just carry on speaking in tongues until that message starts bubbling up inside of you. It just starts bubbling up inside of you. And then you've got that word of prophecy. It just comes. And you just want to bring it. You know, I've got to bring this word to the church. I've got to give this word to somebody like Mark had for Timothy today. You know, God has a word. And when you hear what God has to say, God speaks right into your heart when it's God speaking. Amen. So it's no time to weep and feel sorry for yourself. Amen. God's given us the victory. He says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if you want to see results, speak in tongues. If you want to see results, if you want to see Christ move in your life in a powerful way, and you feel like you're weak, the Bible says when you're weak, you're strong. Amen. Just start speaking in tongues. Just start opening up. Maybe you don't speak in tongues today, but I'm challenging you. After the service, come. We're going to minister to you. We're going to pray for you. And Jesus fills with the Holy Spirit. Not Franco or Mark or Ivor or anyone else. It's Jesus that is the one that fills with the Holy Spirit. So if you want Jesus today and start speaking in tongues, you might have Jesus in your heart, but you don't speak in tongues. Speaking in tongues releases, and you start praying the perfect will of God into your life situation and to everyone else's situations. You don't always know what to pray as you ought to pray, but when you pray in the Spirit, you pray mysteries that no one understands, not even you. You just feel in your heart, you bring that situation before God, you present it before God, and you start praying in tongues. It sounds weird. It doesn't sound like anything. But in the Spirit, you're breaking through into realms that you could never break through in the natural. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Franco. You know, I just want to just say is that God's got us on a journey. And I look at my own life and got born again when I was 16. But it was only when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and began to pursue that, that my life started to open up and the things of the Spirit became alive. And I want to be honest with you, and I want to confess is that for a time I've put it on the back burner. Yes, filled with the Spirit, God's given me this speaking in tongues and ability, but I've never really used it to the extent that I really believe until the other day. The Lord started to speak to me and clarify if we want to walk in the spirit, there's something that we have a responsibility. God will never force us. He's given it to us, but if we will choose to work with him, the dimension of God will start to open to us. And, you know, I've started to work with the Lord in this, and I've spoken to the elders, and you can see what we've been operating in the prayer meetings. We've been trying to do things to open up to the Spirit. You see, I'm not wise enough to work with my understanding, and neither are you, to try and open up what the Holy Spirit is trying to do. When I look at the scriptures, why did the Holy Spirit pour out fire, the evidence of the power of God, but why did he bring evidence of speaking in tongues at that beginning? And why is it such a controversial thing in the church that the church never gets on top of? Because I believe the enemy does not want us to understand this and work in this area, because he is scared when we start to take hold of the truth and the dimension of the Holy Spirit starts to open up. The book of Acts starts to open up. And, you know, as Franco said, as you work together with the Holy Spirit, I want to just say the speaking in tongues, this is not the same as the gift of tongues we see in 1 Corinthians 12, which is the diverse tongues, which is used for different types of prayer and also for interpretation. This comes to every single believer who God has anointed with his Holy Spirit, that we have the ability to speak the Holy Spirit, hear me now, not us to speak, but the Holy Spirit to speak through us. Because if you read Acts chapter 2, as the Holy Spirit enabled them. So when you start to speak in tongues, it's not you making up things. It's you submitting to God, the Holy Spirit, and you asking him, now pray through me. Pray through me. You become a vessel of honor. You become a vessel for the Holy Spirit to work through you. And I think if we don't, we can limit the Spirit of God to flow through our lives. You know, the great man of faith and the great apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church, who were extreme when it came to the gifts, said to them, I pray in tongues more than all of you. Now, if he knew something of this, I think we've got to endeavor to find out something more of this in our lives. And I know this is pushing our buttons, but I want to tell you, I really believe that God wants to liberate us. I want to just read an excerpt from a book that I read by Jackie Pullinger, Chasing the Dragon. And Jackie Pullinger was a young Christian, went to go and minister in Hong Kong, and she was asking God to work through her to minister to the folk there. And at the area that God started to work with her, she was working with the drug addicts. Working with the drug addicts, she was working with the people that were sex slaves, with the prostitutes, with the people that were down and out. And she found through a missionary couple that came to said, you need to be filled with the Spirit of God and speak in tongues and pray continually with tongues and have a time in your day that you actually pray in tongues. Why is that? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, if you pray in a tongue, your spirit prays, your understanding is fruitful. But then also says, when you pray in a tongue, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4, you edify yourself. What is the edification? You're edifying Christ within you to be released through you. And she started to do that and got to a position, and I'm not trying to, she wasn't being legalistic, she ran by the clock. And she got to a place where she could pray 15 minutes a day in tongues. And her ministry exploded. The fruit was an explosion where God gave her victory working with these people that were in such darkness. God opened up and Jesus was preached and people were set free. She got to a place when people needed to be saved. We'll read now that people, when they got born again, it wasn't just to be born again. She got them to a place where they were immediately prayed for to be filled with the Spirit of God with the speaking in tongues. And these men and women were set free. She had a problem with the heroin addiction. Those were addicted to heroin. It was an incredible thing to break. If you were medically to break that over the person's life, it's an incredible detox, and many of them fail in that process and go back to heroin addiction. What God did with them got them to a place that they were saturated and could work with the Spirit of God. And they put them in safe houses. And when they went through the detox process, they never administered any medication at all. They got them to pray with the Spirit. And they were set free. Every single one of them. Now, if that is something that it cannot be done well with the medication, we have this resource to us. And I want to just say to you, we're working together to extend the kingdom, to glorify our Lord. But you are in the workplace. You have families to lead. You have difficulties to go through. I don't know what challenges you're going through at this point in time. God knows. But you've got to learn to work and partner with God, the Holy Spirit. Whether you're studying, whether you're facing marital problems, whether you're facing financial problems, whether you're wanting to bring breakthrough and you're trying to fulfill God's plan over your life, I'm telling you now, if you would work together with God, the Holy Spirit, you will open up things. This is not an instantaneous thing that's just going to happen. This is not a magic wand. This is working in partnership with the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you now, you will start to see Christ in your life in dimensions that you've never experienced before. You see, the biggest battle we all have is the flesh. The flesh wants to rule and to reign. And Jesus said, watch and pray that you'll do not fall into temptation. And the disciples fell back into the flesh three times. How much more? And I'm telling you now, we will preach today and you'll get enthused and you'll walk out this door and you will go pray and you'll pray in tongues much. But I'm telling you, a month later, you will have stopped because the flesh would have got into its place again. And we've got to put the flesh down and we've got to work together with the Holy Spirit. So it's a fight. This is not something that just happens. It's got to be outworked. And I want to just say, I believe that today is that we're not only there to speak in tongues, but we are there to open up things of the gifting of the Holy Spirit. We see in 1 Corinthians 12, the gifting of the Holy Spirit's got to be released. How do we release it? Yes, there's an impartation, but how do you mature in that gifting? You might have the gift of prophecy. You might have the gift of word of wisdom, of healings, of miracles. But how are you going to grow that? I want to just say you've got to spend time with God and nurture it. And as you develop your natural skills and you spend time and you gain knowledge, when the things in the spiritual dimension, yes, we gain a knowledge of God's word, but as we work to with God, the Holy Spirit, you're going to see that expression grow. And I just sense some of you here today have been too scared to work with God, the Holy Spirit, because you don't know what he's going to do with you. And he's gentle. I want to tell you he's gentle. But I'm telling you he's also bold. And he wants to use you. And don't get to heaven one day and say, well, Lord, I served you. But did you serve the Lord with the Holy Spirit? You know, I want to just say emphatically, some of you put restrictions on God. You do it according to your agenda. And you haven't willingly submitted to him. And to submit to him is going to cost your life and give up everything to him. And not according to your way, according to his way. And you see, that's the fight. And even today, some of you are going through a fight now and saying, that's not for me. I want to suggest this to you. I'm not trying to force you away. Work together with God, the Holy Spirit, and there's going to be a dimension of a release for you personally and together for us as a church. And I'm really trusting that God wants to use this family to bring the release of his Holy Spirit. We talk so much about revival. Revival is not just an outpouring. A revival is a reviving of us. And as we revive us, and we walk in the dimension that God has called us to walk in, the togetherness brings the outworking of this revival. So don't look and wait for the Spirit of God to pour out and you see the manifestation and say, well, there's revival in the house. No, no, get revival in your own heart. Get revival in your own heart. And it's going to take time and it's going to take pursuit to work with God, the Holy Spirit, and you can bring it about. Some of you are sitting here and you're calling upon your life, you've made it dormant. God has spoken over your life and you're sitting here today and you've put it on the back burner. God is not confused what he said over you. And take those things and get back to what God's called you to do. It's not only about the reward, it's actually being obedient to him. And you know, myself and then the elders, and we want the very best for you. And we want you to fulfill everything that God has got for you in your very lives. Gerard, you got a big decision ahead of you. You better be praying and in the Spirit and hear the Spirit of God. You can go and you can see, but if you don't hear him, you can't go. We cannot go according to our own will. We've got to be hearing what he's saying to us. So many of you are in a place of, in this valley of decision at this point in time. And I'm telling you now, if you will work together with God, the Holy Spirit, He loves you. He's gentle and He will work you. He will not push you beyond what you can bear. But if you would work together, make yourself yielded to Him and surrender to Him, He will honor Christ in you and you will find an expression of the Spirit that you have never found before. Billy asked me a question the other day and said, "What type of church are you?" And I said, "I don't know. I really don't know. We're not Methodist, we're not Baptist, we're not Catholic. What are we?" I want to just say, we're followers of Jesus. We're the church, the New Testament church. And I want us to be more like the book of Acts and doing in obedience to what He's telling us to do. Is that I'd love to hear from you when the Spirit of God says to you, "Go and do this." And you go and do, and you see the fruit of what He's actually telling you to do. And that's where this message today and the outworking of this is, to see you being fruitful in the Holy Spirit and being led by Him. This is not a magic wand. This is an outworking of discipleship, of a disciplined lifestyle. This thing just doesn't come. And as you work together with Him, He will reveal the Word of God to you, and you'll become an ambassador for Christ. And you'll be a disciple of Christ, and you'll make disciples of others. And we come to encourage you today. So I'm going to read this excerpt from Jackie Pullinger's book, Chasing the Dragon. A young American soldier came to Hong Kong and wanted to ask her about a few things about talking in tongues or praying in tongues. And I'll read you. "A delightful American sailor once took me on a task about praying in tongues. He thought I went about it for far too much. He had the gift himself, but felt that it should only be used sparingly for spiritual highs and special occasions. I explained to him that the one reason why God was able to use me was because I kept in touch through using this gift all the time. I prayed in the Spirit as I went around the colony, in buses and on boats and walking along the streets very quietly under my breath. That way it was possible to pray all the time. I offered if I had time to take him on a day-long journey or tour around Hong Kong and while we prayed continuously." And she says here that when she started to pray in tongues, the Lord answered her by sending her to the walled city where miraculous events took place over a dozen years, and she could never have dreamed of anything so extraordinary and wonderful that God would use her. So they went on this walk, and she says, "Yeah, my sailor was overwhelmed by the sight of Hong Kong as it had been. But the purpose of our day was to encourage him to walk in the Spirit, and so I began to pray as we went." So they walked. Everywhere she walked, she started to pray in the Spirit. Not loud, but under her breath. You know, you have a control over your spirit. You don't have to speak, you know, loud in this process. You can speak under your breath, and you can do that if the Spirit of God is still praying through you. "Crossed the harbor and arrived at Jordan Road in an area I knew well, as I'd lived there for a while. I took him inside a building and boasted both brothels and ballrooms. It was a place where heroin addicts hang out, looking deathly sick and half-starved. We walked up a back staircase, and there were various people sleeping on the stairs, and we picked our way over the bodies, looking for a large tramp. I came to find Mao Wong, the king of the cats. He was much fatter than the others because he was the protector of various prostitutes and so earned quite a lot of money. We found Mao Wong in an extremely unhappy state. He had a terrible stomach ache and was sweating profusely and reaching. He could not listen to me tell him about Jesus, so the young American and I laid hands upon him and prayed quietly in the Spirit for his healing. Very quickly, his pain vanished and took great surprise, a look of great surprise crossed his features. He could hardly believe what had happened to him, but he was now ready to sit down and listen. He accepted Jesus and was baptized in the Spirit there and then. We hardly finished praying when he got up and ran away, reappearing, bringing with him a pathetic specimen of a man with sunken cheeks. Mao Wong explained that his friend had toothache and would we pray for him too. So he took him up to the roof of the building, which was flat and empty, and prayed for him also. He was healed at once. We told him about Jesus, who was, and what Jesus had done for him. He was ready to receive Christ and his Spirit and did so straight away. Then I had a message in tongues. Listen to this. Listen to a message in tongues. And Mao Wong, the king of the cats, was able to give the interpretation of about repentance, which thrilled the man immediately." Immediately gave the interpretation. I was to visit Mao Wong on the back staircase several times to tell him more about Jesus. The second time I met him, he gave me a knife and various equipment for smoking heroin, which he asked me to dispose of. He explained now that he was a Christian, that he had to earn his living in an honest way. So he had brought some of his shoe brushes and was going to become a bootblack. The young American and I left Mao Wong to consider our tour of Hong Kong, continue our tour of Hong Kong. We crossed back over the harbor and took the minibus to Chai Wan. All along the way, I was praying aloud but quietly so no one could hear. My sailor had thought that praying on the buses was a bit much, but after seeing what had happened on Jordan Road, he began to join in too. The whole day we prayed without ceasing, except to eat and talk to those we met along the way. Two more people were converted later on our walk, and many the American young friend needed no more convincing about praying in the Spirit. There was a woman that walked with the Lord and learnt this dimension of walking in the Spirit. We are not in Hong Kong. We're not always ministering to prostitutes and the down and outs, but we are ministering to people in the exact places and times where God causes us to live. How are we going to impact them? With clever understanding and clever outworking? I don't think so. I think it's as we work together with God, the Holy Spirit. So I come suggesting today not to force you in any way. You are under no obligation whatsoever. But I want to just say where I really believe God is taking this church is that we want to work together with God, the Holy Spirit. We want to glorify our Lord. And I want to suggest to you today with gentleness and with love, I really would like you to be praying in the Spirit more and more in your personal life and more in our working together, because I don't see any other way that we're going to be able to fulfill what God's called us to do is when we can work and bring ourselves to a place and allow the gifting of God to flow through us. And you see, what I also want to do today is that I recognize that it's the gifting of the Holy Spirit that also brings the fruitfulness. And I want to be praying for you today is that there be a release of the gifting that we see in 1 Corinthians 12. And I want to read the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, to faith, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, to prophecy, the discerning of spirits, to the diverse kinds of tongues which I mentioned, and the interpretation of tongues. And then also I want to be praying for the Ephesians 4, for the offices of the church. You know, the church needs to be going forward and to be matured, and we need to see the apostles raised up, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and the teachers. And, you know, I want to be trusting today that God's Holy Spirit will impart to you today and reveal to you today what He has called you to do and enable that outworking to be a reality in your life. And out of that, I want to see this flow coming into what's ahead. I don't know the details of this thing. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm leading here in boldness. I'm just trusting the Holy Spirit as He's put this on my heart. He hasn't told me what's next, and He hasn't told us what's next, but I want to do what He's telling us now and be obedient to Him. And I know this is inclusive for all of us. This is not for the chosen few. This is for every single one of us. When I was praying for this time, I just really had a sense of God's prophetic promises over us. And I saw a stream flowing beautifully over rocks, very clear water, that the water was flowing gently over the water. But then it began to rain. And you know when the rain drops and you see the water drops into the thing, it was just that beautiful thing. And I believe that's what's been prophesied here. We're beginning to move with the flow of the Holy Spirit, and it's beginning to rain, and we're going to start working with Him. And then while we were away with the pastors down at Holy in the Wall this week, they had a time where they prayed for us, and a man prayed over me, and I believe it's for all of us. He saw me, but I believe it's us. He saw me paddling on a surfboard, and I don't know how to surf. But he said, there are some big waves, but if you want the waves, you've got to paddle to the waves. Now, a lot of the times what we've been doing here, we've been waiting for the Spirit of God to come. And God's been telling us the wave is there, but we've got to get to the wave. And I want to suggest, how do we do that? We work together, we do it in our personal lives, in our corporate lives, and we pray in the Spirit, and we get to the wave. And when we get to the wave, then we start to ride the wave together. And the image this man had of where we're going to be, this is not just a little wave that you go and you do your tricks and you do that and you pump it. It was a wave that was so enormous that you get taken to, that it actually envelops you. That in that thing, it's like a tunnel that's in there. And when you're in that tunnel, it's actually one of the, he said it's one of the easiest places. He's a surfer, that you just point in the right direction and you go down the wave and you breathe in. He says it's the most exhilarating things you'll ever do in your life. And I believe that's a promise for you and I. I want for you and I, for us to experience a move of God's Spirit like never before, that we are all active, working with God, the Holy Spirit, and seeing many come to Christ. He's brought us to this place to be used by Him. Are we together in this? Are we going to work with the God, the Holy Spirit? I really thank you for that, because I believe we have a great future together in God to do these things. We are faceless, nameless people in a little place here in Moorefontein, Johannesburg. But I want to tell you, we're going to impact the world into our community, into our city, into our nation, and to the nations of the earth. God has birthed something here already. And I'm telling you now, today is the 23rd of September, 2018. 10 years from now, you will not recognize this place. I'm telling you now, you will not recognize this place. This place will not be big enough for what God is doing if we will run with the Spirit of God. And this church will plant churches. And they will plant churches. And there'll be impact in the nations of the earth. I really believe that. And God's influence will be in every area. In your businesses, I want to say, businessmen, you have an influence second to none. It's not the deal, it's the people. To influence the people to come to Christ. And I'm telling you, put the people first, the deal will happen. I promise you. Just really sense that. The deal will come together. So we're just going to take a time. If Don and your team, if you can just come and play gently in the background, please. We're just going to wait. And thank you for being so patient. We're just going to wait on God, the Holy Spirit, and what He wants to do now. And we want to just trust for that refreshing, for that renewal, for that infilling, and the releasing and imparting of what He wants to do. This is nothing to do with me, but whatever He wants to do. And I want to say every one of you are precious to Him. And He wants to work with you, and He wants to work through you and to bring glory to our Lord. So as we play some music in the background here, the guys are coming. Can I just ask that we start to bow our heads and just give us the mic, please.
One. Good morning. I don't often do this, but I had experiences with the Holy Spirit, with speaking in tongues that you should know about. Because most of you don't really believe in it. I was the same. Mark has already said he wasn't the same until a penny dropped. Well, one day, I used to belong to the Methodist Church. I went to a Vineyard Church. And my wife and I walked into that church. And we spent about three times. And on this one particular week, we went in and they said, we're going to go into the ministry of the Spirit. What do you believe? I want those who want to speak in tongues to come here. Those who want to do prophecy over here. Those with a word of knowledge, come over here. And we'll pray for you. So Pat and I got up and we went to the speaking in tongues. There's only one other person there. Prophecy, etc., 5, 6, 7 people. And we stood there. And a lady walked up to us. Now, this is an issue of, I'm talking about tongues, but I'm also going to talk to you about the word of knowledge. What God gives you through the Holy Spirit in there. This lady came walking towards us. And she looked at the man and she said, what do you want? He says, I would like to speak in tongues. She said, okay. And so she laid hands, started to pray for him. He started to shake. She said, I need to speak to you alone. Come and see me next week. So he said, okay. And he went and sat down. She then asked Pat, what would you like to do? She said, because you've got to say it, you see. He said, I would like to speak in tongues. So he started to pray for her. She started to shake. And she said, no, come next week. Now, I'm about here, and she was there. And she said to me like this, what do you want? I said, I want to speak in tongues. She said, but you have spoken in tongues. I said, no, I haven't. I wouldn't be standing here if I could speak in tongues. I'm asking you. She said, you have spoken in tongues. Think. And my mind went back. And it had to go 26 years. My sister had prayed for me. And in the morning, I got in my car to leave after tea. And I tried to speak in tongues. And I said, pizza, pizza, pizza. What I was saying, I don't know. I said, forget it. And I told her that story. And I went through life as a natural, horrible person, doing my drinking, doing whatever I had to do. And then she said to me, now, your problem is not with me. Your problem is with God. Go home and pray. There's my witness. I went home, and I just burst into tongues. It was amazing. Couldn't believe it. And I still, in stupidity for years, I've prayed. In tongues, little bit, little bit. And I'll give you the reason why. I heard a story. Hello. I was watching a program a little while ago, and a man that's very involved with God said something. He said, I was praying to God, and I said to God, why have you got me so involved in politics? And this is an American man, and he was praying with Donald Trump in the White House. He said, I've never been interested in politics. What am I doing here? God said to him, you asked me in your tongue. And the penny dropped for me. What it said to me was what I'm saying to God, I don't know. But my heart and my soul does know.
Amen.
And that's what it's about. We think we're just waffling. We're not. You're saying something to God and it's coming from inside. And God made me stand up here now. You can hear I'm as nervous as heck. But he made me stand up. I had signaled this man for about half an hour that I had to speak because my seat was getting hot. But that's how it works. It's belief. Belief, belief, belief.
Amen.
Don't tell yourself you don't believe in tongues. Believe in it. It's there. It works.
Amen.
Try and talk when you don't believe in it. Try and talk if you haven't received the Spirit. You won't be able to do it. So what is it there for? Enough said.
Amen. Thanks, Don. You've heard the testimony. Let's just close our eyes and let's wait on God, the Holy Spirit, as we play softly in the background. Lord, we just commit ourselves to you. Lord, we've come to this place where you're going to be doing your will in our hearts. You've pricked our hearts and our minds. You've stirred us. We just wait upon you now, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I I just sense is that if God the Holy Spirit has stirred your heart and your mind today and you've been pricked and you want to work closer with Him, I'm asking you to stand and come and stand in the front. Whether it's to go into the depths of the gifts, I want you to come to the front. And if you've never spoken in tongues or would like to, or you've put it on, you become dormant, I want you to come to the front. You've got the Holy Spirit, not Mark, not Franco, not anyone, but God Himself has spoken to you today, and you desire to work with Him. I'm asking you to stand and come to the front, and then we'll ask God the Holy Spirit how He wants to administer His grace and His mercy now. If that's you and you've been stirred by the Holy Spirit, please come to the front. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I just sense to bring a tongue and interpretation now. Kuramando shedemo katanamajo tikaramatu karamandish. Abato koto shababash in the betu tuton gadamban genem. Dododash on the rebe katabash and the betu tenganamonde. Eko dotamash and the betonde kataja jonde metande. Osho to the rebesh on the rebokura barabara bashinde. Kototosh and the kutung genemeta. My children, I have called you by name. I brought you and separated you from this world, that you no longer belong to this world and you belong to me. But today I have challenged you through my servants to walk closer with me, to hear my voice and to know my leading and to do everything that I've called you to do. I am gentle, I am humble, I will never force you to do anything, but I call you today to set yourself apart for the work that I've called you to do. In every place that I've established you, I've called you to work for me. Your influence is great. You have men and women to touch. You have children and the elderly to touch with my presence and with my knowing of who I am. So I call you today. Work with me. Work with me. For there are great things ahead for you to do in my name. I have much to reveal to you, much to reveal of my ways, of the very life that I've given you and the truth that stands before you. I have much to give to you in the way of wisdom and discernment, that you would be in a place of blessing and prosperity, for you're not of this world. You belong to me. So I call upon you today. Work with me. Work with me. The task is great. The laborers are few. Thank you, Lord. If I can just ask the elders and those that in the front, if you can come and pray with them, please. And ask them specifically what they want to be prayed for. And let's do that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As they pray for the folk, and there's an outworking of the Spirit of God. Yeah, I want to pray for every one of us. Do every one of you know your gifting? What God's called you? Do you know your gifting upon your life? If you do, just raise your hand. Do you know your gifting? That's wonderful. Those who don't, I want to just trust God that He would part. So let's close our eyes, and I just want to pray for you. Father, I just pray for everyone here today. By your Holy Spirit, you determined according to your will what you desire to impart. And Lord, I just release now in the name of Jesus over every individual here that they would know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you have imparted to their lives, and that they would run with you and they would work with you to grow in that gifting and to release that gifting and not to make it dormant. And even those that know their gifting, that their gift would arise and that will be used powerfully to bring glory to your name. And too, Father, I pray for the offices of the church, for those that you have raised to be apostles, those that you've raised to be prophets, for those that you've raised to be evangelists, to those that you've raised to be pastors and teachers, Lord, that will be released over your people now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that now, Lord. We release that now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask you to do something. I want you to turn to the person to your left and to your right, and I want you to ask them, what is their gift? Ask them, what is their gift? Because we've prayed now, and you will know what that is. And then I want you to pray for your brother and your sister, and then pray for the increase. Please be praying for one another, ask one another, and then pray for one another. Will you do that? We love you dearly. Let's do that. As we're ministering to the folk at the front, and once you've done that, you're allowed to go, and let's go up to the front, up to the top, and share some time together. But yeah, thank you, Lord.